right, welcome back to the Big Guns Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay, welcoming you back to another season of great fantasy football. And we are over a month away from this year's 2022 Big Guns Fantasy Football Draft, introducing four new owners to the league and also introducing in our scoring the IDP position, more likely known as the individual draft position. We've run with the defensive special teams this year. We've removed that. We've entered the IDP position, so it should be interesting. And I'm sure owners are now working the mock drafts and checking stats to see how much of an impact these IDP positions will have on the league this year. As we look at the first round, it is always a hot topic of who is the overall pick, who is going to crack that first round. And with it being a super flex league, will it be quarterback heavy? Will Jonathan Taylor, Ja'Marr Chase, Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill, will they crack the first round? So a lot of conversation and debate. I've listened to a lot of podcasts and listened to a lot of debate of who should be that person in that position. Time will tell. This year, I'm drafting from the sixth spot, and I was actually happy with that because I was looking to kind of get into the fifth, sixth spot to be directly in the middle. A lot of times I'm in the first four or in the back half. So this time I'm in the middle and I'm able to kind of catch if there's a run on either side, I'm kind of directly in the middle. Some of the owners right now, I think, certainly will look at their draft spots. I know some owners that have high draft picks in the first round looking to move down. So we'll see if some wheeling and dealing happens with the owners as a lot of people still on vacation and doing a lot of family things. So they're not really 100% invested into the fantasy football life. I myself have done probably 30 mock drafts and interesting enough that all mock drafts are not created equal, as you certainly well knew, but it definitely looks like I like where I'm drafting. I like my positions, and it'll be interesting. The guys before and after me, what they're going to pick and how I'm going to be able to roll with those picks as well. The IDP position, how much of a factor that's going to play. I know that the defensive special teams in the kicker position really didn't carry a lot of weight. And in our league, it's even a question that should the kickers even continue to be part of the Big Guns Fantasy League? And that might be something up for a vote next year. But the kickers are on the hot plate, and we'll see if they make the cut next year. So again, who are you most excited to see this year in fantasy football? I know that being a Buffalo Bills fan, super excited for the Buffalo Bills this year, super excited to see what the NFL has to offer. And I think a lot of people are probably in the same boat as me, as the Buffalo Bills are one of the hottest teams in the National Football League right now. But, you know, I've talked to a few owners past and present, and I'm saying, hold the phone, pump the brakes a little bit, and let's not give the Buffalo Bills the Lombardi Trophy just yet. I think that Bills are going to have a good season. But again, there is a lot of competition this year. Teams have changed. Our division in the AFC East has gotten a lot better, though I'm not going to hand over the division to the Miami Dolphins, the New England Patriots, the New York Jets. I do believe that the Jets had a phenomenal draft. I think the Dolphins were very active in free agency, and the Patriots have players that were sitting out last year that are now part of it, and Mac Jones has another year under his belt. So I think the competition in the AFC East will be a little bit stronger this year, for sure. So it's not a walk in the park. But again, I think the Buffalo Bills have enough. There's a lot of mouths to feed in Buffalo. And as there's a lot of talk of who the guy is going to be, will it be Stephon Diggs? Will it be Gabe Davis? Will it be Jamison Crowder? Will it be Isaiah McKenzie? Will it be James Cook, Devin Singletary, O.J. Howard, Dawson Knox? The list continues, and certainly Ken Dorsey has his work cut out from this year on the Buffalo Bills side, as Brian Daboll now head coaching for the New York Giants, and finding that what the Giants are going to do this year will kind of be interesting. Will Saquon Barkley, the Squan, will he come back full force? Will Kadarius Toney have one of those seasons to remember, or will the Giants continue to struggle? And Daniel Jones, obviously a guy who is on the hot seat this year, to see that he will be the starting quarterback, to see what he has to offer. And a lot of teams will be looking at that. And if there's anybody that could make a quarterback succeed, Brian Daboll, I think, has just as good of a shot as anybody. And this team will definitely have their work cut out for them. As the NFC East, obviously getting better, the Philadelphia Eagles picking up A.J. Brown, and Jalen Hurts, another guy who's on the hot seat, looking to see if he's going to be the guy. I'm not 100% convinced that Jalen Hurts is the guy, but again, time will tell. The Dallas Cowboys as well. A lot of people have mailed in on Zeke Elliott, but Zeke Elliott says, hey, I'm going to have a great year. Their wide receiver core looking very well. And again, how the Washington football team is going to do. And again, it's really hard to kind of gauge what the free agency impact will be for each one of these teams this year. Nevertheless, it will be an interesting season. Obviously, the AFC West, scorcher, free agency, this team looking very well. What kind of team will we see from the Denver Broncos this year? Will Russell Wilson really, really accentuate that offense with a great receiver core and a great running back core? John Elway knows how to get his guys, and certainly this will be interesting. So we'll see. But again, a lot of question marks for a lot of teams this year. So again, in the Big Guns Fantasy Football League, be active. Talk on the message board. Give the smack talk. And make some trades. Be an active owner. Certainly, we want to see owners in this division, or league, I should say, really be, you know, part of it. Part of the conversation. Don't be part of the problem. I know that with newcomers this year, different draft styles, different teams making different decisions. So hopefully it will be a great year. So I just wanted to take a moment to kind of talk about my excitement level for the Big Guns Fantasy League this year and the draft that will be coming up August 29th. That's a Monday, like 6:30 p.m. Be online, some in person. So it should be a great time. If you have any questions, likes, or concerns, let me know. That's all the time I got for now. Talk to you later. See ya.